Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Antonio Brown has been accused of sexually assaulting his former trainer, according to a lawsuit filed Tuesday in the Southern District of Florida. In the lawsuit, a copy of which was reviewed by ESPN, Brown's former trainer, Brittany Taylor, who is from Memphis, accuses the newly signed New England Patriots receiver of sexually assaulting her on three separate occasions in 2017 and 2018. The first alleged incident was in June 2017. Taylor says Brown exposed himself and kissed her without consent at one of his Pittsburgh area homes. A month later, while at Brown's home in his native Miami, Florida, Brown masturbated near her without her knowledge and ejaculated on her back, I quote, then later bragged about it in a series of text messages. Later, Taylor alleges in the lawsuit, she says that in May 2018, after a night out at a Miami area club, she went back to Brown's home in Miami to use the bathroom and have some food, and Brown, quote, forced her down onto a bed, pushed her face into the mattress, and forcibly raped her. Patriots coach Bill Belichick said at a news conference that Brown will practice Wednesday. Asked if Brown would play on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. He said the Patriots are taking it one day at a time. The alleged incidents have left Taylor suffering, quote, near daily panic attacks and suicidal ideations. Per the lawsuit, she is seeking an excess of $75,000. According to Dan Graziano, the NFL will begin an investigation into allegations Wednesday, and there is no timetable for completion. As mentioned, Brittany Taylor is...
Well, we should also mention Antonio Brown vehemently denies
the allegations
and says, and said his lawyer essentially said in a statement that they view this as a money grab, that this woman is making these allegations to extort in a lot of ways Antonio Brown. And here's what I would say, what I was struck by immediately last night reading through all this. What I found interesting is I find both sides very compelling. I think Brittany Taylor putting herself out there like this, providing the amount of details she provided, comes off as a credible allegations, if you will. And it's disturbing. The text messages from Antonio Brown, one, are, you know, the grammar is just horrendous as an English major, but not to make light of it. Like, you could barely understand what he was trying to get across.
No, they're also the thing where you had to read it as if you were reading like Shakespeare when you read each sentence. Like, you would take
five.
It was
not Shakespeare.
No, it's the exact opposite of it, but it's the same thing. Like, you're having to read like five words at a time and try to put it together to figure out what was actually being said.
Well, and it was extremely vulgar, and he comes across as a bad person in those text messages. But I would note, I don't see in anywhere in those text messages where he I don't see how it's relevant to the accusations, in the sense that nowhere does he admit that he raped her.
Correct.
Or did anything against her will.
Yes.
Even though, like I said, he comes off as a bad person in them. But I also found it interesting how strongly Antonio Brown has pushed back on these allegations. They've made it, him and his representation has made it pretty clear, whether it's Darren Heitner, his lawyer, last night with the statement, or Drew Rosenhaus today on ESPN basically saying these allegations are completely false, and we have evidence to show that it is false. So a fascinating thing. And then the added layer of it is that it involves Memphis. Brittany Taylor is a Memphis native. She lives in Shelby County. It says that in the lawsuit. She went to Ridgeway High School, a former gymnast at Central Michigan and LSU. And she says in the lawsuit that she owns a business, a gym where she trains gymnasts. I can tell you from reporting this morning that the address listed on her website for her gym does not exist. And it does not appear. It appears if you look at records that the business may have been closed for quite a while. So it's interesting that she presents that in the lawsuit talking about what she's her current position. I think it kind of I would say this. It doesn't make her allegations. It's interesting context, but it doesn't necessarily mean her allegations
right,
aren't
it's more
true.
Like it's more It's not.
It's just interesting that she right. would present all this stuff in a lawsuit that, quite frankly, does not appear to be. It appears to be misleading a little bit.
I think. See if you agree with this.
That she's presenting herself and what she does, it appears to be a little misleading. That's all. But I still don't think it. I don't
think
it.
The information's not pertinent to the specific allegations. However, it's.
The fact that she presented it in the lawsuit.
Correct. You can't say it's irrelevant.
Yes. But it's going to be fascinating how this all plays out for Antonio Brown. It sounds like Adam Schefter reported today. I mean, Brittany Taylor is getting married this weekend.
Yes.
And that's the other thing.
She says she will cooperate with the NFL, but yes. not until next week because she's getting married this weekend.
What's interesting, though, because it's a civil complaint, a lot of this strikes me like the NFL is going to have – if the NFL is going to be in a tricky spot where essentially it's going to come down to he said, she said.
Correct.
And they're going to have to figure out who they believe.
And the best example that I can think of is Derrick Rose. It was a very similar situation. There was never a investigation. There were never criminal charges brought. He faced allegations in a civil suit, and the jury found him not liable.
Yes.
However, it is important to note, Derrick Rose did not play during that time.
Yeah.
NBA held him out.
Well, and I'll be interested to see what happens for this week, because in my mind, if you're the NFL, it looks like think about these two scenarios. You could either let Antonio Brown play, and let's say it ends up he's guilty of these charges, and you let him play, that will be a black eye on the league if they allowed that to happen. Now, the other scenario is, let's say they put him on the commissioner's exempt list, so he's still getting paid but can't practice or play.
He gets base salary.
Gets base salary, he can go to the facility and go to meetings, but he can't practice or play with the team. And let's say after a month or after their investigations concluded, they deem that he was innocent. I think that is just, you know, yes, Antonio Brown will probably be upset, but that to me seems like a whole lot better scenario than the other one of letting him play and then he's guilty and not only does Antonio Brown look like a sick human being, the league looks sick for letting him play during all of this. I just think the latter scenario, to me, if I'm running a multi-billion-dollar corporation, which is what the NFL is, that's what I'm doing. I'm sitting Antonio Brown out, paying him his salary, and waiting for this thing to settle out and see what's what.
I do understand that the NFL is its own business entity. And so this isn't a court of law. So I do completely admit that. But we saw with Tyreek Hill, they were put in a precarious situation, and they elected not to take disciplinary action because there was no legal action taken against Tyreek Hill. And so therefore, I think you would probably get some NFL people off the record that would say, hey, listen, do we think Tyreek Hill's the world's greatest human being? Obviously not. But there was no proof, and at that point, if we take legal action, or if we suspend him, if we do anything, if we take any type of action against him, that means that we're declaring him guilty. And so,
I think if you're paying him, that as long as you're paying him, it'd be one thing if you sat him down and took away his salary.
One thing I do know, if he does get suspended, I am certain the Patriots are hoping that the league puts him on the commissioner's exempt list.
Oh, it's pretty clear. If they're letting him practice today, it's pretty clear the Patriots are saying, it's on you guys.
Well,
you
and guys. In fairness to them, if you've just signed this guy and you're expecting him to be a key contributor, you taking action against him, this guy's...
I mean,
you never
Drew
know
Rosenhaus wouldn't get into it on ESPN when he was asked whether the Patriots knew about this. But my gut tells me they did not know this was coming.
My gut tells me they did not know that this was coming. In general, like, I'm skeptical, but I believe they, if this was really known, I believe 100% the Raiders would have leaked this. And the Raiders would have leaked this to get out of money. And that isn't where this occurred. I mean, if we're asking to speculate, you know he's trouble. I do not think the New England Patriots, if they were aware of this, I don't think they would have signed him.
I agree.
I don't think they're the type of, I mean, for God's sake, they didn't keep Tim Tebow. They didn't keep Tim Tebow on the roster because they didn't want their backup quarterback being a distraction. I find it highly unlikely that that same organization, I don't care that Antonio Brown's one of the five best receivers in the league. I find it highly unlikely that they would have, I think they were caught off guard today. Or last night, I beg your pardon.
I think so too. But I think Drew Rosenhaus would have answered, yes, they were aware of it, if they were aware of it. Instead, he answered, I'm not going to get into that, essentially, which to me is a kind of a telltale. But it just adds to this. I mean, here's the question. Whether he's innocent or not, when does this baggage that's associated, like the baggage is just accumulating with Antonio Brown. And the Patriots signing him made it clear. If you look at that balance beam of talent versus baggage, talent outweighed baggage.
Yeah, still. it's the football player equivalent of the crazy hot matrix.
Yes. And I wonder, you know, I guess, and it appears with them letting him practice, talent is still outweighing the baggage a little bit, but it's just, I mean, it's consumed the league in a lot of ways. It's like,
see, this, I actually went the other way on this, and I'm not making accusations, but every single thing, like if you look at Antonio Brown's entire life, trouble or drama has found him at almost every single point in his life, with one clear exception, when he was in Pittsburgh. So either the Steelers organization was unbelievable at keeping him on the straight and narrow, or holy cow, they enabled him to the likes of which we haven't seen. Because almost everywhere else that he's been, trouble and drama has followed him. Whether it was high school, whether it was college, immediately after he leaves the Steelers. And it's either can we retroactively give coach of the decade to Tomlin? Like, I guess you got to give it to Belichick, but like the fact that he was able to keep those teams together for that long, like I do feel like the person that the gift of hindsight is the most forgiving to in this point is Mike Tomlin, because I mean, just holy cow. Cause you're right. If I ask you right now, do you think this will be the last time we ever hear of drama or off the field issues with Antonio Brown?
Probably not.
It seems to follow him.
Yeah. It's fascinating. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. I think there's a lot more left to, even though that was a very revealing and explicit lawsuit that was filed, I think there's more to come out in this.
Devil's advocate, does the timing of this put your antenna up at all?
A little bit, yeah. I would say just the fact that I think it is kind of weird that the lawsuit was filed less than a week before she's reportedly getting married. That's kind of weird to me. I mean, maybe you want this off your conscience before you get married, I guess. And then the other thing is it's coming, you know, essentially at the apex of Antonio Brown's notoriety, if you will.
Yes.
Well,
we think it's his apex.
Yeah. And so, but I want to be careful in what I say here, because like, just because it's we view it as weird timing does not mean does not make her allegations any less relevant or potentially truthful. Like that has nothing. Like to me, ultimately,
right. The timing
when you're deciding whether you know when push comes to shove, the timing doesn't matter. It's whether did he do this or did he do this or not. Do you believe her or do you believe him? And I think there's just not enough. I'm not ready to declare either one the I guess more likely to be right here, so to speak, or who's telling the truth. I just think we need to take the allegations seriously, but we also need to give credence to the fact that Antonio Brown is denying the allegations. That's why this will maybe potentially go to a jury, and you know they'll decide who the evidence supports.
Okay, one other note to add to this. According to Pro Football Talk, last hour, agent Drew Rosenhaus emphasized on ESPN that the allegations against Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown are civil, not criminal in nature. Mike Florio notes that could change. Andy Sheehan of KDKA TV, via Andy Sheehan of KDKA TV, he reports that Allegheny County prosecutor Steven Zappala said Wednesday that his office will, quote, look into, end quote, the sexual assault allegations made against Brown. Zappala's office would have jurisdiction only over one of the three specific incidents detailed in the civil complaint. Brittany Taylor alleges that in early 2017, while she was in the bathroom, that's the first exposure.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. It's going to be, it's just another. Whether he comes out of this clean or not, it's another splotch on Antonio Brown's resume. Just because even let's say he's innocent, even though those text messages coming out, he just looks like a bad person. He sounds like a bad person in those texts. Who sends text messages?
While I
like
agree
that?
With you, I do agree with you. Like there's no, you look at that and you just go.
Even though, like I said, nowhere in there, I don't think those text messages have anything to do with whether he's innocent or guilty.
I agree. My bigger deal is, if it took you up into reading those text messages to have some questions about Antonio Brown's moral compass, I would have to ask, where have you been? Like, and I think the other, on the flip side of that, like I can hold these two thoughts in my head. Number one, those make him look terrible. But I can also hold this other competing thought of, well, he's not being accused of being a horrific person. If he is guilty of what he's accused of, he's a criminal. So it's not like whether or not he has a moral compass or whether or not he treats people decently or abides by the golden rule. Like those are, to me, like those are separate questions.
Yeah. Let's see how this all plays out.
I agree.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.